It appears that the longest teacher strike in British Columbia may be coming to an end. Teachers were off the job for 2 weeks in June, and then the strike continued when school was supposed to start this month. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer joins us with more on that. Thanks for joining us again, Vaughn.
Hi, Ross, and sighs of relief all over British Columbia, especially parents whose kids have been driving them crazy for the last couple of weeks.
So big vote on this tomorrow by the teachers' union.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very dramatic end to the strike, too. I mean, my telephone rang at 4:15 in the morning yesterday with the news that they had a deal. They had been bargaining basically around the clock for about 3 days, and this great mediator, a guy named Vince Reddy, come out and announced to the media that there was a deal. And yeah, so the terms have come out piecemeal in the last day or so. The teachers' union is telling their members today what they're voting on. The vote is tomorrow. They are expected to approve it. The union is strongly recommending a settlement. And if they do settle, then the schools will be back next week. So your total shutdown of the school system, 2 weeks last year and 3 weeks this year, like 5 weeks.
Did the teachers get what they wanted? Did the school system get what they wanted?
Well, when you get a marathon negotiation and an agreement of this kind, in my experience, both sides got something and both sides gave something up. What the union said their ultimate number one goal was to get more money put in the education budget to hire more teachers and provide more resources in the classroom. And they did get a top-up on that fund. So that was their big win. For the government is in the middle of negotiations with all public sector workers in British Columbia, and they're about halfway through the negotiation. So they said they didn't want to deal with the teachers that would break the pattern of other public sector settlements. They didn't want to give them a bigger raise, which would trigger demands from other unions that still haven't settled, the nurses being an example. So the government got that.
They held the line.
Yeah, so they held the line on one side. I mean, when I say hold the line, it's not a really bad deal that teachers got. They're getting about 7.25% over 6 years, plus the option in there of additional raises if the economy grows a little faster. So it's not a really bad, a punishing deal, but it's sort of break even, really.
Vaughn, how did the media cover this longest teacher strike in British Columbia history?
It was absolutely grueling. You know, the teachers' union, these are people that are very articulate, they're very motivated, they're passionate about the education system, and they completely dominated social media going back to the spring. So every day on Twitter and Facebook and email, you're being bombarded with questions, comments from teachers. I had the experience of going on one of the CBC radio shows last week for about half an hour, a phone-in show, and after I got off the air, I got this note from some teacher who'd listened, heard the first caller, not me, the first caller, and he'd written a 6-point reply to the caller, and why hadn't I pointed that out on the radio? You know, it's you'll be familiar with this on issues that people are motivated on, but it's the first big labor dispute we've had in British Columbia where social media has been such a huge factor.
Well, Vaughn, fortunately, I don't believe we have any teacher strikes on tap here this fall. Sometimes there are threats of that, but there are some similarities between Washington State and British Columbia. As you know, the Washington Supreme Court just found our legislature in contempt for not fulfilling their paramount duty under the state constitution, which is to fund basic kindergarten to 12th grade education. Now, I understand there's also a court battle going on in British Columbia over education.
It was amazing to me when I saw that story in the Seattle Times on the court, because here in British Columbia, in addition to this labor dispute and the contract dispute, the teachers have been fighting the BC government in court for 12 years over an allegation that their constitutional rights were trampled when the legislature stripped some protections out of their contract in 2002. So this case has been working its way through the courts for 12 years. The teachers won the first couple of rounds, major wins. The court ruled that their constitutional rights had been trampled, ordered the government to put the contract provisions back. Teachers are still fighting. The government's appealing. In fact, next month, the BC Court of Appeal will hear The government's appeal against the two wins by the teachers. And, of course, if the Court of Appeal, whoever loses in the Court of Appeal will probably seek leave to go to the Supreme Court of Canada. So this one is still working its way through the courts. And here, it's also a constitutional issue. And here, the implications, if the teachers win at the end of the day, could be a fairly sizable bill for the government to compensate teachers and to put those provisions back in the contract.
Well, of course, here in Washington State, the legislature has made some put in some money towards education following the McCleary decision a couple of years ago, but the Supreme Court said they're not doing it fast enough.
Yeah, and I'm looking at your coverage. It's billions of dollars, right?
I mean, yes, many billions.
The state would have to put $3 or $4 billion over 2 years. Here, it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars, which is not a small amount of money, but it's not in the billions yet.
Well, I'm glad to hear that it looks like classes will resume and there'll be a resolution of at least the teachers' strike. Vaughn Palmer, thank you so much.
Bye-bye, Russ.
Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, and each week we talk about Canadian issues on The Record.